This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. Yesterday we began Sif Hei, where the Mechaber said, HaKol Bracha Shalom Shamea B'chol Makom Oymer Baruch Hu U'Baruch Shamai. On any bracha that a person hears at any time, he says, Baruch Hu U'Baruch Shamai. Which is interesting because the Mishnah Berurah pointed out in Sivkatan Chav Alef, it's not really any time. Because when you're now to be mafsik, for example, Psukka Dezimra, or Berchus Krishma, and or if it's a bracha that you need to be yoytze, you don't answer Baruch Hu Roshma. It's even a question about B'diyeved. Yesterday we saw that it's a machlokes whether you answer Baruch Hu Roshma to the brachas that someone makes on the Torah, or the half Torah. Where does it come from to answer Baruch Hu Roshma? The Mishnah Berurah says, V'rema zazami ma'asham ra'kos of kishim Hashem ekra. When I call out the name of Hashem, havu goydel le'elokeinu. Ascribe greatness to our God. So when you hear the name of Hashem, you have to praise it. You have to praise it. V'oid im kishim askir and tzaddik bas v'dam tzach levarchai. If when a tzaddik, flesh and blood, when his name is mentioned, you have to bless him. Shenemar zecher tzach levarcha. Tzaddike shaloylam, the righteous one of the world. Alachas kam v'kama. U'bircha shechasimasan katzar rak kishtei tevois. A bracha that it's chasima is short, only two words, ki pokeach ivrim, beberchas hashachar, chai gavne, b'shmona esrei. V'chal ha-brachos, me'anochin la'asher tzibur lizor oz, sheloi lemar kol kach lachtem tekef es ha-bracha. The sher tzibur has to be careful not to quickly send the end of the bracha. You know, in other words, if baruch atah Hashem, baruch baruch baruch, what? You know, I missed the end. El elisho ismar, he needs to wait a bit, so that the responders could hear what bracha is being said afterwards. If the chazan continues saying the end of the bracha while people are saying bracha b'shmai, they have no idea what they're answering amen to. V'gam yu yichayim lanos ha'amen takeoff, and so that they can answer the amen right away. And for this reason, the Shaar Tzion says, many people refrain from saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai because Amen is more important. So in other words, many people don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai, myself included, unless the Chazan deliberately says the Bracha, because you cannot jeopardize an Amen at the expense of Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai. But it's best for the Chazan, it's better to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai and tell the Chazan to slow down. The Maaser Rav said that the Gro is not makdis say Baruch Hu Shamai because the Shatz does not wait until he finishes, so he's mafsid that he doesn't hear the bracha. In the Tosfos Maaser Rav he brings, the reason of the Gro is the Gro really held Baruch Hu Shamai is a hefsik because the Amen is going on the whole bracha, and if you say Baruch Hu Shamai, it's a hefsik. So I am choishish for the first svar of the Gro. The Gabi, the second Svara, the Mechaber says you do answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai. So, okay, you know, if you're a Gronik, then you can follow the Gra. But the Gabi, the first, it's a practical reason. In most places, you're not, you know, they don't give you the opportunity to say it unless they do. You know, unless they do. So, better to err on the side of caution to preserve your Amen than to worry about Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai. By the way, besides that, there's a certain number of Amens you have to answer every day. There's no required answer of Baruch Hu Shamai. You have to answer 90 Amens a day. In fact, the Ben Ishchai had a practice. He would say, Baruch Adina Le'olam Amen Ve'Amen. Baruch Adina Le'olam Amen Ve'Amen. Baruch Adina Le'olam Amen Ve'Amen. 45 times. Now, today I only have to say it 42 times because I just got three in on your back. But the Ben Ishchai, there's an Inyan. Tzaddik answer. Tzaddik stands for 90 Amens, for Kadeshim. Right? In other words, there's a certain 100 brachos. So, Amen, you have to answer. Now, Ella, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lishos ma'ad kedei shekala oinim yishma eze brachom asayim achakach v'am yeyichom lanos amen tekef. Di lav hachi lefam ma'ideh ha'kol she'anias baruch bo shemai Many of the responders don't know what bracha is being said. And also, their response of Amin is delayed. With all this, there's a concern for Amin Yisoyma. Sivav. Correct. They knew which bracha it was, they just didn't hear it.
How'd they know? If anything is much worse than this, I can follow a bracha from an essay and not hear the ending and know what bracha is.
Yeah, you have to know. You don't have to hear it, you have to know. In Alexandria, they knew which bracha it was, even though they couldn't hear it. Sivav, v'yanu amin achar kol bracha. You should answer amin after every bracha. Bein oisam shiyatsu yidei tefila, bein oisam shalayatsu. Whether you've been yotzei davening or not, uva kavana, and you should have the following kavana: sheichavim b'libay, you should think in your mind, emes hi habracha sheberach hamavarich, the blessing that the blesser said is true. Va'ani ma'amav zeh, and I believe in it. Yes, Hashem releases the captives, and I believe that is true. You hear the bracha, bracha to Hashem matir asurim. You say, you should think, it is true. This blessing is true, and I believe it. So it's not just this magical thing. You said the word Amen, Amen, Amen. You need to have thought when you say Amen. So you say that means I can collect tzedakah. Correct. We already said that yesterday. You know that already. There's no tzedakah during Chazaras Hashatz. Okay. There are no financial transactions taking place during. What about Bitcoin? We'll discuss that after the shiur. Could you trade Bitcoins during Chazaras Hashatz? No. I'm joking. Okay. Sif Katan Chav Gimel. Whether you're being yoitzer or not, Rotzalaimer, afal pishem yoitzem achshav tefilas hashatz. Meaning, you would think you shouldn't say amen after chazaras hashatz, especially for enoy baki, because they're being yoitzer with the tefilah of the shatz. Enam ka'enam amen achar brachas atzman. It's not like answering amen after your own bracha. Sherim mikom agim enoyim oimrim kum. They're not saying anything. Ela shoymin. This is what we said yesterday. We said shoymeya is ke oina, is not oina mamish. And you should have kavana that you believe that it's true. Okay, here's a big one. Ayin b'chay adam klal vav shekasav di'chavein ba'aniyasa yamin gam almash amar hamavarech baruch ato Hashem. When you answer amen, you don't just think, "Yeah, I believe Hashem releases the captive." No, you say you're supposed to think, "I believe that Hashem is the source of all blessing who releases the captives." The amen is going back on the baruch ato Hashem. So that's one kavana to have when you answer amen, that you believe that I believe you are the source of blessing who heals the sick. I believe you are the source of blessing who blesses the years. I believe you are the source of blessing who gathers the outcast Jews from all over the world. Amen. I affirm that Hashem's name should be blessed. Shehayah Magen Avraham. Who is the shield of Avraham? Uchahai Gavna b'chal habrachis. Now, this works for a bracha of Shevach. What about a bracha of Bakasha as well? So now we're going to see, you're supposed to have two kavanais. Kavana number one is you believe that Hashem is a source of blessing, who is Roifei Choylei Amal Yisrael. And number two, you pray, it's a prayer that Hashem should be Roifei Choylei Amal Yisrael. So actually, more kavana is needed when you say Amen than when you say the bracha, in a way. Do you think Hashem is a source of blessing? Roi fei chol le'ama Yisrael. Well, let's see. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chafhei, V'zehu bebrachas hoida, K'goin baruch sha'amar, V'yishtabach, V'go'al Yisrael. You should think Hashem is a source of blessing, who is the king, who is extolled with praises. Baruch Ata Hashem, you say, by the way, I have no idea what you're supposed to think when you answer Amen to Yishtabach. Brachos v'hoidois me'atav yarelam. Baruch Ata Hashem, kel melech gadol, batish b'chois, kel hoidois, adoin aniflois, haboicher b'shirei zimra, melech kel cheolam. You're supposed to think Hashem is a source of blessing, great in praise, master of wonders, who chooses the song of, you know, you have to think all that. You're supposed to think all that. You're supposed to be affirming that whole nusach. So you basically need to be looking inside your siddur when you answer Amen. All right, maybe tomorrow for the first time in my life, I'll be mekayim Amen for Yishtabach. You're welcome to join me. You know, I don't have to be the only one. But that's what you're supposed to think. Now, has anyone in the world ever fulfilled that? I'm sure. But if you do it tomorrow, you'll be joining a special group. I'm telling you. Okay. Now, v'go'al Yisrael chahigavna, v'gam ani, so, okay, avol b'tfila tzarech sheichavin, but if it's a bakasha, you need to have in mind, emes hi, it is true, v'gam ani mispal shehi rotzon shikuyam darazai, also pray that the following should be fulfilled. Okay, battery replacement break. Okay, so, what? I have rechargeable batteries. So, kagoin bebirchas ata. Okay, for example. So, in other words, not enough to think that it's true, but you need to think that you pray it should come to fruition. Kagoin bebirchas ata choinen. So, when you hear the words Baruch Ata Hashem choinen Adas, you're supposed to think, I affirm that Hashem should be blessed, that He grants Das, and I also pray that Hashem should grant Das. Shabikesh Hamaspala Chonein Meitcha Brachat Hashem Chonein Das Yichavin Emes Shu Chonein Adea. It is true Hashem grants knowledge, He grants intelligence. V'yirotzon Shei Chonein Lanu Gam Kein Dea. It may be Hashem's will that He grant us. Now I want to offer something. When you say the words Baruch Atah Hashem Choinen Ados, I do not think you have in mind a bakasha that Hashem should be Choinen Ados. It's a shevach, those words. Nevertheless, the oine is supposed to think that I believe that praise is true and I am mespalel. That's a new reason why Gadol ha'oine amen yoyser min ha'mevarech, because the mevarech is only being meshabeach and the oine is meshabeach u'mespalel. V'zeh pashut, but I never thought of that before. Okay, so kugoyin v'berchas atachonin shabikesh hamispala chonin mitcha. Now we understand. Let's say what Reb Chaim Knievsky said, that if somebody learns during Chazaras Hashatz, so Hashem's not going to answer his tefillos because he is actively rejecting davening. This is the occasion where you're supposed to be davening for these things. When you answer Amen, you're actively davening for Das, for Parnasa, for Refua. Okay. Uchahai gavna b'chal ha-brachis. And the like by all the brachis. So yesterday we saw from the Ben Ish Chai that if you're still davening Shemana Esrei, you don't lose out on this. V'husoid. It's a Kabbalistic secret. So just take it for what it is. But, l'chatchila, you're supposed to finish Shemana Esrei before Kedusha. If you can't, you can't. Okay. Uchahagavna b'chol ha-brachis. Okay, uve kaddish. Now, what about kaddish? Kaddish tzarch lechavin ala osid levad. Kaddish is not a shevach; it's only a tefillah. You see, some brachas are only a shevach. Let's say poikeach ivrim. So I say, I believe Hashem's the source of blessing who gives sight. Some brachas are both. I believe Hashem is the source of blessing who grants das, and I'm a spala. Hashem should grant das. Some brachas are only bakasha. Like what? Kaddish. Let's say you hear that you affirm that you want Hashem's name to be revealed swiftly and soon. So now the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by Akasha. What do you mean you believe it should come? It's going to come whether you believe it or not. So what exactly is the Amen? The Amen is, what does it mean, Yiskadeh v'yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah? I mean, it should become great. It will. It's going to. The pshat is, it's Yiskadeh v'yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah, Bagalo v'zman koriv, it's a tefillah, it should happen soon. So you're affirming, yes, I am mevakesh, that it should happen soon. The Ikarainian Vivada Yukum Lavasov Kamaisha Kosov Vayemahu Yiya Hashem Echad. It's gonna happen. Kosov Haprimagadam Bisiman Aleph. The Oina Amen Achar Brichas. So the Amens of Kaddish are only a tefillah. The Amens of Shmoneh Esrei, it depends which bracha it is. The Amen of Brichas HaShavach is just an affirmation of the praise. Now when you answer Amen to Amachazir Shechina Sol Tzion, you should not say Amen Moedim. The Amen is going back on Hashem, I believe that you are the source of blessing who returns the Shechina to Tzion, and I'm espoused that Hashem should return the Shechina to Tzion. The Ha'ino Amen Achar Brichas HaMachzir Lo Yomer Biyachar Amen Moedim Anach Nolach Ki Amen Koy Al Bracha Kanal. Amen is going back on the Bracha Moedim Hu Inyim Bifnei Atzmai Rak Yishem Ad Achar Tevas Amen. You should pause slightly between the Amen. Also, between Amen and Yehi Shmei Rabba, it's not, oh, did you answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba? There's no such thing. It's Amen. And that's an Amen to the last Bakasha. And now there's a new tefillah. Amen. Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Amen. You have to pause in between. Mishum, the Amen is going back on what the Shat said. Yehi Shmei Rabba is Maimer B'fnei Atzmai. Mishin is damin loy lanois amen al shnei dvarim. If, let's say, you have the opportunity to answer amen to two things, oina shnei amenim zachazay. You say amen one after another. V'chav mechal amenas inyan ama hu oina, and have in mind for each amen what you're answering. Utfei adif lamer. It's better to say amen vi amen. Now it's interesting. He doesn't say just say one amen for both. Earlier on, he says it could be one amen works for both, but Amen v'Amen is better. Okay, so the bottom line is that answering Amen to Chazar Sashatz is an Avoida G'doyla. And if I'm not mistaken, the Eshel Avram of Buchach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.